Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 122. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Class Actress. That song is called Careful What You Say. You can get that on the band's forthcoming album, Journal of Ardency. That'll be released February 9th of 2010. Yes, we are talking about 2010 now on Terrible Records. The EP is a fantastic update of New Wave. It's good for your headphones and the dance floor, so whatever you're after, that will suit you well. If you liked that track, you'll like that EP, and I suggest you go pick that up. I got lots of good music for you this week, mostly from bands that I hadn't heard of before, so hopefully you'll discover something new as I have. My favorite discovery of the week is the Seattle band. This is The Blakes, and the song is called Ivory Walls.
You're so thin and tall, I want to climb up your ivory wall. If I come down too fast, I know you can catch me if I fall. Unlock all the doors and open every cell. Fast, I know you can catch.
There's a name you might have heard before. That is Deer Tick with the track Axis Forever on the band's new EP, More Fuel for the Fire, that came out December 1st on Partisan Records, though I think it might be an iTunes-only release. Four tracks, three of them recorded pretty much live in the studio as a stopgap measure from this year's album to next year's. We've been told we can expect a new one in 2010. That seems a little more raucous, and I think that's because it's live in the studio, but I don't like it as well. So I'll stick with the last album and look forward to the next one. Before that, we heard a track from The Blakes. That song was called Ivory Walls. It's on the band's self-released album called Souvenir, and it came out October 16th of this year. And I believe they're a Portland band. I might have said Seattle earlier, but they're a Portland band. Sorry about that. And that album is very, very good through and through. It's got bits in it of garage rock revival and some, I don't know, it's just got a lot of everything and it's done very, very well. We'll just call it rock revival. And there's a fantastic video from one of the songs on the album as well. If you check out YouTube or the Too Much Rock favorites, you'll find it in there as well. Coming up next, I've got a track by a band called Holiday Shores from Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh,
I thought those worked together quite nicely. That track was called Green River. That's by the band Real Estate. You can find that song on the band's self-titled album, released on Woodist Records in November of this year. A band from New Jersey. And before that, from Tallahassee, Florida, the band Holiday Shores. I played the song Bradley Bear from the album Columbus the Whim. That was released August of this year on Two Syllable Records. I believe that band is the solo work of Nathan Pemberton. I hope I'm right on that one. I should have written that one down, I think. Let's see. I guess it's time to give you all the details. Let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock. It's been podcast number 122. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Let's see, with the Too Much Rock update in the last week or so, I've posted photos and video from the Little Murders and Spaniel show at Davies Uptown. I urge everyone listening not to go to Davies anymore. Boy, that place is just nasty. Shows start super late, and they still allow smoking in the club despite the smoking ban, so just no good. I also caught Little Murders with Iron Right Mangle and New Franklin Panthers and Season to Risk at the Record Bar, which is a fantastic venue, and there's photos up from that show as well. Coming up in the next week or so, I will be catching Softy Tonight at the Brick. Next weekend at the Brick will be Dead Girls, though I think that same night is Marduk, and I will be at that show at the Riot Room. And then I think a Record Bar after that, maybe Sunday, is a couple of Paul Green School of Rock shows that I'll go to. One for Ozzy and one for progressive rock, because there's nothing better than listening to eight-year-olds play King Crimson songs. You'll notice some music in the background throughout the whole podcast, something new there. There's a band called Oliver Arnolds, or a gentleman, I guess. He's released an album called Found Sounds of compositions that he quickly made and put up on his website. And they turned out good enough, I guess, that he decided to release them on Erase Tapes label. That happened back in August of this year, I guess. A gentleman out of Iceland, and I really like them, but they're not really songs you can play on the podcast, so I decided to slip them in the background, but I want to give him that plug. Well, I guess we should wrap things up here. I've got one long track, as often happens at the end of the podcast, for you. It's by the band Do Make Say Think out of Toronto, a post-rock instrumental band, if there ever was one. And there are four songs on the band's new album, Do Make Say and Think. Pretty witty. The album is called Other Truths, by the way. I'm going to play the first track, entitled Do. This came out October of this year on Constellation Records, and is very solid. I think if you like this track, you'll like the album, and you'll want to go pick that up. So let's go ahead and end things here. Thank you very much for listening. This is Do by Do Make Say Think.